What's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. Let's talk about the NFL just for a moment. A lot of people think it's rigged, and it's getting a lot of backlash lately, a lot of hating lately, and a lot of conspiracies are coming out about the NFL. I'm here to set the record straight on what I know about professional sports. I come from probably the most corrupt and controversial sport there is, boxing, especially heavyweight boxing. In my experience being a professional fighter, which was a good almost 30 years in the sport, I've seen a lot of shit. I've seen some things that'll make your stomach turn, your hair stand on end, nasty, nasty things. I've seen some things that you would never believe, and I'm gonna probably write a book about that. I have a lot of friends that played in the NFL, some that still do. I have friends who have kids that are in college getting ready to go into the NFL. I have a friend that's a coach for the NFL. So I think I know what I'm talking about when it comes to this. And I'm going to say this. Yes, it is very controversial. It is very corrupt. All sports are, especially when you have betting involved. But I'm going to say this, from what I know, and especially being a professional heavyweight boxer, the fighters and the players go out there to fight and play their hearts out. Where the corruption lies, from what I can see, being on that side of the spectrum lies in the referees and the judges, especially boxing. How many times have you seen a boxing match where you know one guy won it and they give it to the other guy? It's called a robbery. It's happened many, many times in boxing. Now there are a few instances when a fighter takes a dive for a certain amount of money, or he wants to get a title shot. The only way to do it is lose to a certain opponent. There's so many politics involved. I mean, I could write another book on just the politics of boxing and what I've seen in this sport. Have I ever been approached? I've been approached once to take a dive, and I told the guy to fuck off. Not gonna happen. But other than that, out of close to 40 fights, 40, 39 fights, I chose to never leave my fights in the judge's hands. I always went there. Went in there with as a calculated killer to seek out and destroy and put that guy, on the canvas or in his grave. I wanted to leave no questions unanswered, and I wanted him to be out. I did not want my destiny going to the judges. Lately, there's been a Canadian TV station stirring up a lot of controversy, a lot of conspiracy theories featuring the 49ers and the Ravens Super Bowl graphic for February 11th. This is how I see it with the NFL. As far as I know, these guys go out there to play their hearts out. They go out there to play their hearts out. Now, can some of the players be compromised? Absolutely. Absolutely, they can. There's some guys that need to cover a gambling debt or have a lot of money riding on certain deals, or they get their lives threatened. There's a lot of weird stuff that can happen to a player individually. Where I see the corruption for the most part in NFL football is the referees. I think the referees can be bought off and sway the game whichever direction they need to. Maybe a few of the officials, to me, this is just like boxing. When big money's involved, anything can happen. I'm gonna go ahead and bring up this story right here, talking about this Canadian TV station that has got all kinds of wild conspiracies stirred up. Canadian TV station appears to stir up NFL scripts conspiracies with 49ers Ravens Super Bowl graphic. Now, as far as I know, and with my experience as a professional athlete, I have never seen, any boxer get in the ring and it's completely scripted. And not at the level I was at. We go in there to seek and destroy and fight. Have certain fighters been overmatched? That's where I see the rigging is. You'll see a guy that's 13 and 0, 14, 15, 20 and 0 fighting a guy that's 5 and 5 and or 0 and 10, and then they used to do this back then, but they'll lie about that the losing record and say it's a winning record or something like that. But now with the internet, that's virtually impossible. You can't even do that anymore. So it's harder and harder, especially with the internet, to pull things like that off. But football, I think you guys need to just really leave the conspiracies, where they belong to be, and that's in the WWE. This stuff with football players purposely throwing games and this and that. Can a football player fumble or miss a pass? Yeah, he can. He can. But you better damn well believe the coach is going to pull him out and put someone else in there that will not fumble the ball or will catch the ball. So the Canadian TV station appears to stir up NFL script conspiracy with 49 Ravens Super Bowl graphics. So here it is. A Canadian public television station has gotten NFL conspiracy theorists stirred up in a frenzy that this year's Super Bowl may be rigged in the 49ers' favor. A photo of January 8th broadcast of CTV News Vancouver Island has been making the rounds online because of a curious description of the February 11th championship game. In a box placed near the bottom right corner of the screen, the depiction reads, Reba McEntire, Usher, and Post Malone are slated to perform at the San Francisco 49er and Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl matchup on February 11th. Now, could they use possibly AI to predict who's going to go to the Super Bowl? That's always in a question. I can say that could be probable, but still it's not going to predict with 100% accuracy who's going to the Super Bowl, but maybe with 85% accuracy, 90% accuracy. I don't know. AI is pretty damn good these days. Of course, the second round of the playoffs haven't even begun when the broadcast went out, leading many social media to joke, at least we hope they're joking, that the NFL's supposed script for the playoffs had leaked. I do not believe there's a script for the NFL. I have friends that are coaches. I know people that play ball. And, man, they put their heart on the line. This is not like the WWE, folks. It's not exactly clear where the photograph emerged from originally, but it's been reposted many times on Twitter, TikTok, and on Reddit pages about the 49ers, Ravens, and even the Eagles. The earliest post seems to be from the Eagles page where the user claims that the screenshot came from a post on Facebook. Now, folks, can referees sway a victory a certain direction? I absolutely believe so. Just like in boxing when judges would give it to a fighter that did not deserve the fight. So this happens all the time in boxing. I would imagine it also happens in an NFL, but what I'm saying here is don't blame the players. You know, there might be an exception to the rule here and there where a player may miss a pass or purposely fumble the ball trying to get his team in trouble. That might happen, but he would be held accountable and lose his position. Just to be perfectly clear, this is not the NFL accidentally letting out its secret agenda for the postseason through a television station in a foreign country. It's likely a gaffe that stems from both the Niners and the Ravens being the top seeds in their respective conferences. Sure, Baltimore won their playoff game Saturday, and the Niners are favored against the Packers by 10 points, but both organizations would still need to win next week to make the prediction come true. Even if that were to happen, what's a conspiracy? That the NFL manipulated things to let the two best teams in the league into the Super Bowl? That's not exactly MKUltra level stuff. Well, so look, I think maybe AI could be at work here. They could use AI to dictate or predict what teams are going to the Super Bowl. They're pretty good at that. AI is a phenomenal technology, right? So we know that. But I'm going to tell you this. From what I know in my experience in boxing, and I came from the most corrupted sport on the history of this planet, I don't even think MMA is as corrupted as boxing. I damn well don't think NFL is. I think these players really work their asses off, and get out there to win. Now, is the league being pussified and emasculated? That's a whole different show, folks, and I could bring that on. I know I talked to a lot of players and a lot of coaches that tell me just how bad that's getting, Now, I could do a whole show on that. That by itself, I could talk all day about. But the fact that the two teams are following a script and they know each other's plays and they're not really tackling each other, put that to bed right now. That ain't happening. Could referees be swaying a game? You should be open to that one. The same way judges take fights away from fighters all the time. Give me your thoughts below. Do you think the NFL's rigged? Let me know your thoughts. Leave a comment down below. All right, folks, I'm out of here. Later.